FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Human Settlements Department says work has resumed on 15 housing projects in KZN. In January, officials revealed that the construction of 46 projects was put on hold in the province. Minister Thembi Simelane says nationally the figures climbed to more than 100. She's responding to questions in Parliament yesterday.
KwaZulu-Natal, that we've already have 15 projects, which contractors are on site, and all these are stalled projects. In total, House Chair, we have a minimum of 100 stalled projects. And we are using the word minimum carefully so, because as we work, me and you today, there could be another challenge that emanates from. But currently, 100 contractors differently in the provinces are at various stages of implementation and unblocking projects.
The family of Durban businessman Shailen Singh believes they're a step closer to justice for their murdered son. The Durban High Court dismissed an appeal by Farrell Govender to secure bail yesterday. His brother and co-accused Darren Govender was granted bail of 200,000 rand last month. The siblings were arrested in connection with Singh's murder in Umhlanga last December. Singh's father, Pradeep, says the court's decision has given them hope for a fair trial.
I must commend the investigating team and the justice team on putting our faith in the justice system. As much as it would have been better to have our child back, the fact that justice has prevailed has kept our faith in the justice system.
The Govender brothers are due to return to court on the 26th of May. And the presidency has called on political parties planning homecoming rallies for Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool to act responsibly to avoid escalating tensions with the US. This after the ANC in the Western Cape issued a communique inviting supporters to a welcome home event for Rasool at Cape Town International Airport this weekend. Washington expelled Rasool last week for remarks he made during a seminar online. The ambassador characterized Trump's Make America Great Again movement as a white supremacist response to growing demographic diversity in the United States. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says they're trying to manage the situation diplomatically.
We would like to urge all political formations that are planning various homecoming rallies for Ambassador Rasool to assist us and refrain from partaking or engaging in action that may seem inflammatory and that may worsen the already volatile diplomatic relationship with the United States.
A recap of our lead story. The Human Settlements Department says work has resumed on 15 housing projects in KZN. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.